All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with, once again, Jim Willie. Jim Willie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm lamenting the fact that I'm no longer a young man. No,
I'm getting there,
I'm doing
too.
well. Yeah, but you didn't hit the big seven.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
No
last May, the big
way.
seven.
But
Yeah.
you're,
Anyway, but I'm
yeah,
on my bike almost every day. I'm in good shape. My heart is fine. I'm pure blood. I'm healthy. I'm strong. Good diet, and good exercise on my feet. Good exercise on my back. You know, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We are in an incredibly dangerous environment.
Yeah.
And let's just keep this
Well,
above board.
I see the Saudis are going to leave the dollar, correct?
And really, Nino, that's something that was out 10, 12, 16 months ago. I was reporting on that. What we're getting now, it's becoming deeper. It's becoming more ingrained. It's going to the second level. I had
Explain
said 2 years
level.
ago,
What does it mean going to the second level?
Removing connections, like with derivatives, the petrodollar derivative, getting rid of reserves that are housed and kept in the form of treasury bonds. Okay, before they were just selling in yuan terms, but now they're not saving in dollar terms. So it's getting deeper. The petrodollar is actually being dissolved slowly right now, and there's a really interesting and intriguing feature of the petrodollar being dissolved. And that is, I love dogs. And that is,
yeah, they don't give a shit that I'm on a show.
They'll come up and lick your face while you're being on the air. When the petrodollar is fully dissolved, Nino, they're going to have to get back to 30-1 on the gold silver ratio, and that's a very, very big issue. And we're beginning to see the beginnings. We're beginning to see the roots of that take hold. But the Saudis are in the Russian and Chinese camp. They're actually reselling Russian oil. I think the Russians were reselling and blending Venezuela heavy oil. The oil market is not simple. Okay, the Saudis have declared peace with Iran. Iran and the Saudis are in the BRICS plus union. They've also got Argentina joining. They got Egypt joining. They got the entire Pacific Rim joining. What I'm concluding now, and I want to keep this very, very professional and tactful, and that
well,
is,
you can do that here, be G-rated here, and then we'll go to Nino's Corner.tv and go deep.
Okay, well, that's fine. What we're seeing is that the dollar is losing its supremacy. It used to be, widespread, the major trade settlement vehicle, like between Saudi Arabia and Korea, South Korea. Okay. And now we're not even seeing contracts being written in dollar terms. For instance, Saudi Arabia and an information technology contract with India. It's not written in the dollar anymore. They're actually doing some very clever things with the UAE dirham because it's pegged to the dollar, but it's not the dollar. So the Russians can get paid in an Indian contract in UAE dirham, but it's not the dollar, so it can't be subject to sanctions. Okay. The United States and its financial domination is really going away quickly. There's another nation that's in the news. It's you can focus on the United States all you want. You can focus on interior matters and treasury matters. What I like to look at is U.S. financial matters as they relate to foreign countries. Okay, Japan is dumping their treasury bonds. This is not new. This is not recent. They're in their second year of doing that. And when they do that, their own Japanese currency goes down because all the currencies are derive value from the basis of the dollar. And now you're seeing a run on the Japanese government debt.
So
they're
So Jim, let me ask you this. As this happens, we can see all the signs now happening. We can see all the indicators. It's happening all over the world. What's going to happen in America? Is it going to happen overnight? Are people going to see this and be able to, as we see it now, and start to do something about it? What do we do? Is this going to be panic, pandemonium? Like, is it going to be craziness on the streets, chaos? Like, what can we expect in America?
We're going to see a continuation of the growing disorder that we've seen in the last year. Okay, remember back.
But what
six
I'm saying
or eight
is, it going to be slow, or is it going to be abrupt? Boom, and then chaos.
Well, you know, there's an old saying that you never go bankrupt quickly. You go bankrupt slowly, 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 then all of a sudden it happens. Okay. The United States has been in trouble on its import supply payments. And that's part of the reason why we see the higher prices. There's a lot of money that is in the system for bank relief, and it is finding its way into the economy as higher prices, but not in housing. Okay, we blame the wrong things, Nino. There are certain things that are in front of our faces. Well, it all must be a result of that. But in the background, we're printing money like it's going out of style, like there's no tomorrow. And, you know, I have opinions. Well, I guess we'll share more of that in the second part. But the Japanese are in trouble. And remember, our two major nations from World War II that we have had rather tight grip on are Germany and Japan, and we're losing control of each one. The Germans are making deals with other nations, and the Japanese are getting rid of their treasury bonds and buying gold and preparing for, let's just say, a different payment system, a different regional structure. And okay, here's a big issue. This gets to your point. We're talking a lot lately in the United States about the debt limit, U.S. government debt limit. And you know, I've seen about 50 in my lifetime. I mean, it's almost every other year. It's just ridiculous. We go into debt, we go deeper into debt, and we don't even care that it becomes deeper, and the people become accustomed to the debt. They don't think it means anything. We're way over 100% debt now compared to our GDP in the United States, which is like, you know, $14 trillion. It's ridiculous. What we've got now is that the United States is talking about the debt limit, like at the Davos
debt ceiling.
Meeting.
Yeah,
the debt ceiling.
So this is going to be the catalyst, isn't it?
Yeah, but the problem is not the debt ceiling. There's mentioning the debt ceiling. What they talk about is not the real issue. What they talk about is what they want you to be focused on. The big issue is that China is about to launch a new international oil standard in Shanghai. We're worried sick over it because what it does, it takes a knife and sticks it right in the heart of the dollar. The petrodollar has been the main standard since 73, 74. This is, you know, 45 years, 48 years. And it's coming to an end. The dollar has had an oil standard for the longest time. They're talking about the debt limit, the debt ceiling, and that is not the issue. The issue is the BRICS with China and Russia coming out with a new oil standard. That is the issue.
You know, I like to read in between the lines, and I was reading Trump's Truth Social on the 19th, and he made this statement. Let me read it to you and tell me what you think from it. Making a big political speech today at Trump's Doral in Miami, the fake news says I am not campaigning very hard. I say they are stupid and corrupt with the election still a long time away. But do not fear, many giant rallies and other events coming up soon. It will all be wild and exciting. We will save our country from doom and make America great again. To me, he's saying a lot in that small statement on True Social. I'm reading in between the lines here. I'm going to do a whole show on it Monday, but what's your thoughts on that? I mean, he's pretty much telling us events are coming, correct?
Tectonic shifts are coming in the financial market.
Let's Let's finish this conversation. Go ahead. Let's finish your.
Just a quick overview with details later. Our banking system is potentially in trouble, and our treasury bond is in big trouble. Foreign nations are selling the treasury bond. They're selling their savings account. They're called Forex reserves.
Where can people find you, Jim Willie? I want to put you. Let's finish. I want to go real deep into this conversation, and I know we cannot do it on FluffTube. I can't do it on YouTube. So where can people find you, Willie?
It's www.golden-jackass.com. I am about to complete 19 years, Nino. This is the longest job I've ever had. Okay, I've got the newsletter on Golden Jackass website. I've also got consult sessions. I'm getting consult orders almost every day. They're really quite enjoyable. And, Nino, they are a source of alternative information from the field, boots on the ground. Jim, I got a story to tell you, something I noticed. Jim, I got a story to tell you about FDIC websites because I used to work for them. Oh, my God. Okay. www.golden-jackass.com. I'm here every day. I haven't had a vacation in 6 years, Nino. I'm not exactly...
You live on vacation. I know where you live in a nice, beautiful area.
Yeah. Okay. You know, soccer, football, and nice ladies, but it's also a land of fraud.
I got you. All right, let's finish this on ninoscorner.tv because there's a lot to talk about, and I want to go deep. I want to go really deep.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.